Good afternoon.
God dag.
Thank you for including me in your fellowship.
Tack för att jag måste komma här som vittekom.
I was asked to say a few words about myself.
Jag vill bara säga några få ord om mig själv.
Before I'm going to speak about the Lord Jesus.
Om Arne för att säga några ord om Herren Jesus.
Speaking about myself does not mean that I'm more important than he is.
Det är mig själv så här att är mer att tunga mig än han är.
Because I have more to say about him than about myself. This is my third visit to the Faroe Islands. And I'm very grateful that you arranged for such lovely weather. I understand you're a praying people. Maybe this is an answer to your prayer. As you have heard, I was made in Germany. I met the Lord Jesus in England.
Jag mötte Jesus i England.
He used someone to speak to me.
Han brukte någon annan att tala till mig.
And Jesus spoke to me through this man in English.
Och Jesus han talade till mig genom den här mannen i engelska.
I didn't have a very good grade in English in school.
Jag fick inte några betyg i engelska i skolan.
But since then I know that English, you know, God must be an Englishman. At least that's what the Brits believe. And I've been learning English ever since so that I can understand God better. I trained as a businessman. And then worked as a businessman for 5 years. Until the Lord Jesus told me that he was expecting me to be his witness. So I had a better introduction and in the Bible. And I've been teaching and preaching the word of God about Jesus Christ ever since. I'm associated with a group of Bible schools called the Cape and Ray Bible Schools. Actually, I've just come from the UK where I was teaching there at Cape and Ray Hall in the northwest of England. I'm married. I have one wife. And my wife comes from the United States. So as you can imagine, our children are really mixed up.
But
they've all trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior. We have three children. One daughter and two sons. Our daughter married a Canadian. And he's a chartered accountant and a business manager of a Christian school with over 900 students outside
Vancouver.
And they're very actively involved in a local church. Our oldest son, Peter, he is a pilot. He's been working as a missionary pilot in Indonesia, Afghanistan, and lately in Africa.
Han arbetar som en trooper pilot i Indonesia och i Afghanistan och i Afrika.
He too is married. His wife is an American.
Han är gifter och kona hans är en amerikansk.
And then we have one more son and his name is Daniel.
Så han son att säga, han heter Daniel.
He is producing Christian television programs in Taiwan.
Och han gör kristna sjönarsändningar i Taiwan.
And he just got married. She has German parents but was born in Canada. We like variety in our family. And we're grateful that they all serve the Lord Jesus. Well, I've been asked to share with you the Word of God. And I have a clock before me which doesn't work. So I brought my own along.
So I have a teacher
and if I look at this ever so often, It's not that I'm afraid, like in the third world, that somebody has stolen it. But I just want to stay within the given time frame. I'm staying here in the Faroes for 1 week. And have been invited to various places. Otherwise, I have often opportunities to witness and work with Faroese people, especially at Kristnastova in Kjømhavn.
Annars har jag ofta möjlighet att arbeta vid förenkon, inte minst i Kristnastova och i Kjømhavn.
I hope the translator is good.
Är det att tog jag sika ord?
I don't understand every word he says. I live by faith. And I preach by faith. Thank you, Jens. I trust the Lord Jesus. I trust you too. If you have your Bibles, then turn with me to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11. And in Matthew chapter 11, we will read verses 28 to 30, and Jens will just read them.
Vi får läsa versen Matteus 11 till 28 samman, och Jens får läsa dig.
Keep looking, it's in there.
Lubbar vi hitta er. Matteus 11:28. Kom här till mig, all tid du strävar och har tungt att bära. Jag ska ge dig en kvillo.
28
till 30. Det är ju åk mot atekon och lärre av mer. Tui er spärkförer och emjokor av hjärsta, så skulle till finna salen tyckare, kvillo. Tui åk mot gaglet och byrmun.
And then also Matthew's Gospel chapter 28.
Och så är det Matteus 28.
And there we have verses 18 to 20.
Matteus 8:20 och versen 18 till vi 20. Ta sig Jesus fram. Tjänar till Tarja och säger: Vär är givet allt vald av himlen och av jord. Fär du ut och ger ett folkaslott lärsvänner, döpet här till namn Färsins, Sonarens och Heila Andans. Och när Tarja halta allt vi har bo i teckon. Och er vitekon alla dejar lycka till ända tojärenar.
The Lord Jesus expressed himself always very simply.
Jesus han uttryckte sig alltid på en sådan enkla hot.
Much more simple than many preachers do.
Next simplare och enklare än några predikomän gör.
Here we see the Lord Jesus using two words.
Här ser vi att Jesus brukar två ord.
Everybody will understand them.
Håll skiljas ord.
He starts out with an invitation.
Han börjar med en inbjudan.
And the invitation is the word come.
Or in the order, come.
And then he has a commandment. And the commandment is go. And that sums it up. That's the gospel. Jesus says come.
Jesus says come.
And he says go.
Or see fair.
He says, come to me.
Because
people are coming to all kinds of persons and places. So it requires a decision. To come out to him. That's actually what the church is all about. Because the church is ecclesia, means the called out ones.
To order ecclesia, but to your
if you've not been called out and come, you're not a member of his church. Come to me and learn from me. Jesus came to teach. Yes, he also preached. But when you look at every occasion when he communicated, he did more teaching than preaching.
Men så hittar efter han har ordet så gör han näck mera på sjur att lära en akra det.
He says, come to me and learn from me.
Han säger, kom med mig och lär från mig.
He was teaching about himself.
Han lärde om sig själv.
He was also teaching about us.
Han lærte oss nøyeste om oss selv.
And he also was teaching how we are to relate to the Father through him.
Og han lærte oss nøyeste hvordan vi kunne ha relasjon vi feiren utjøkken han.
He was telling the truth.
Han sier sannleggen.
He personified the truth.
Han var sannleggen ui en person.
He said, I am the truth.
Han sier, jeg sannleggen.
And the truth shall set us free.
Og sannleggen, han skal sette oss ui frelse.
So he invites people to come to him and to learn from him.
Så han bjør folk å komme til søyn og å lære fra honom.
He speaks to people who are weary and heavy laden.
Han tosar vi folk som bærer tunga byrder.
He doesn't speak to people who are physically tired or worn out.
Han tosar ikke vi folk som fysisk møy og trøtt.
Actually, he speaks about a weariness as a result of having heard so much about God.
Faktisk tosar han om en trøttleika vi folk kan hava til det har hørt nekv om God.
Because the people he was speaking to were people who have heard about God. So much so that they were weary and heavy laden.
So they were
this can happen that you can hear too much about God. Especially when you hear something about God which isn't really true. And which expects you to do something which God doesn't want you to do. Come to me, he said, and I will give you rest. And now he speaks of his teaching as a yoke. I've been now nearly 2 days in the Faroes and I haven't seen any yoke. In the old days, a yoke was made of wood and was put on a horse or on an ox.
We come to the word ox just of rige, or it was set on a hest, it was an ox.
And the idea was that the person who was given a yoke was to submit.
Og tanken at vi var at han som fikk et ox, han skulle
because if you don't submit, you can't pull your weight. Take my yoke upon you, he said. Learn from me.
Lære fra meg.
He says, you've heard so much teaching, but it has made you weary and tired.
Han sier, tida har så nekva lærer, men det gjør du kun trøtt.
But now listen to my teaching.
Men, lustu nú at munar læru.
Take my yoke upon you.
Tætje ok mucht atekum.
Submit to me.
Undergeva tekun men.
And actually he contrasts himself with the teachers of his day.
Og han tosum so sjálva at umelsetning til lærarnar og í vóru í hansara tøy.
To whom was he speaking? To whom was he speaking?
Kvan tosar han til?
He was speaking to Jewish people.
Han tosar til jötar.
And who was teaching the Jews? Other Jews. Pharisees.
Pharisees.
Sadducees.
Sadducees.
And apparently, they really put it on the people. They burdened them with their teaching. Interesting what Jesus said about their teaching. What they say, that's good. But what they do is no good. So apparently they must have added something to the teaching which resulted in not being good.
So openbart how they skoit också på lärarna som förvisse att ändurslut vet det var inte gott.
What made them tired and worn out?
Kan vara som gjorde det trött.
Religious rules and regulations.
Religiösa regler och lagar och så slägen.
And he contrasts himself and says, I'm gentle, I'm humble in heart.
Och han brukar sig själv som målsättning och säger att är det ej mjukor och är det
learn from me.
Lär från mig.
and you will find rest.
For
my yoke is easy.
The
teaching of Jesus, does it mean it's easy?
Oh,
it can be quite complicated when you get into some parts of the scriptures.
Og det kan være rettelig komplekst når man kommer inn i samme brot av skriften.
But the teaching of Jesus is easy in that he enables us to understand what he says.
Men det lagt så mye at han lærer oss sånn hatt at det er nevnt til åkne skilje.
Did he speak of the Holy Spirit who will come and who will teach you all things which I have told you?
Så sier han om hele andan som sier at han får komme og lære deg om alt det som jeg har sagt deg om.
So he said, my yoke is easy compared with the teaching of the Pharisees, the scribes, and the Sadducees.
Så han sier at læremoen, hun er løtt imot til lærerne, så han forserer det, så det kjører.
And in that sense, the burden is light.
Og i så måte så byrden løtt.
Because he not only enables us to understand, but also gives us the ability and the authority to live and to act accordingly.
Could you repeat that, sorry?
Yes. The Lord Jesus gave them not only the ability to understand.
Jesus gav dem ikke bare evnene at skilja,
but also the ability to live.
Men eisne egenskapene at leve det.
And then to act accordingly.
Og til at handle samsvarende.
All scripture is inspired by God.
Utskriften er utblåst av Gud.
And profitable.
Og gagnlig.
For teaching.
For lærdom.
For reproof. Correction.
Amen.
And for training.
Og til opplæring.
So that the men and the women of God.
Så er det menn og kvinner Guds.
May be adequate. Adequate. Maybe have everything which they need. Thank you. We have a very intelligent audience which supplies what you and I need. All right. And he says, and the result is you will be equipped for every good work. Because this is to be the outcome of our relationship to God through Jesus Christ.
Du hetta úrslitið av okkara samband við Gud og jöknun Jesus.
That not only we may be adequate, but that we may also be equipped.
It's about that at the first fear, men I stand before an ambuina til ta.
And that through his teaching.
Og ta fór jöknun sá lærðu.
Where does faith come from?
Kretjumur trick frá.
Faith comes from hearing the word of God.
Trick chamber frá at høyrra.
That's how you become a believer. And that's how you continue to be the believer you have become. Without the word of God, no faith. Jesus came to teach. But then there is obviously the balance. Jesus is not simply concerned to teach us the word of God.
Jesus, han var ikke bare avhør i at lære oss Guds ord.
He was not purely interested in enriching our minds with spiritual truth.
Han er ikke bare at ryke okkara sinne vi andalige sannleggen.
There are some people who think that once you've become a Christian, from then on you have to listen to sermons and go to Bible studies.
Tama man så lustet pratikon og han færa til bultumar.
Well, nothing wrong with listening to sermons and going to Bible
studies.
But that's all you do.
Men hvis det alt du gjør?
That's not the idea.
Det ikke French.
He said, come to me, learn from me, and go.
Han sier, kom til moin og lære fra meg og færre.
Go to others.
Færre til andre.
And teach them.
Og lære deg.
All that I have told you.
Alt som jeg har sagt deg om.
And that shows that so many Christians are imbalanced. Some are sitting here who've gone to church for many years. I can see that the way you set it down. Haven't we heard a lot?
How is it?
And yet it is interesting what the writer to the Hebrews writes. Where he says, shouldn't you by now be teachers? Shouldn't you by now be teachers? That is in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 to 14. Hebrews 5, 12 to 15. Feel free to read it, please.
Kapitel 5, vers 12 til.
You found it?
14. Hebrews
5. You don't have that many verses in yours?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's check mine. If maybe I have an extra verse or two which I can share with you here. We are here at Hebrews chapter 5. Now, where is this? Now, I really want to make sure. Chapter 5, verses 12 to 14.
Yeah, okay. Tui hauas tid etter tøyene, også ved lærerer, tørver tekken attor, en onkur lærer tekken hinner fisto, grunter i året gods. Og tid er våren sluik som må få mjölk, ikke mæt. Anke som får mjölk er før fyr skilje år rastferar, han er jo baden. Men mætren er fire, hinner fullkomna. De som vet at nøyda sansenar, hava vant de a skilje mell gott og ilt.
That's a problem which we have today in Christian circles.
And
that the truth we hear is not translated into action. Too many of us are content with knowing and are not prepared for doing. That has been a problem already in the past. James says, don't be just a hearer of the word, but be a doer. So Jesus who said, come and learn, also says, go and teach. Jesus expects us to communicate instructively.
Jesus han förväntar sig också att vi samskiftar en konstruktiv hot.
We are to communicate what he has said.
Vi är till att samskifta, kommunicera till det som han har sagt.
We are to explain that.
Vi må greja fram det.
Learners are to become teachers.
Lära under att göras lärare.
Believers are to go to unbelievers.
Tryggvante är förväntat att affär till antryggvant.
We're not expected to wait for them to come to us. Actually, we are expected to go to them. This is to be the ongoing occupation of every member of the Church of Jesus Christ.
To come
and to keep coming. To learn and to keep learning. To go and to keep going. And to teach. And to keep teaching. The problem we have today is there are too many who come but don't go. Churches are full of people who come. Because if they wouldn't come, they wouldn't be full. But what about going? Well, Jesus doesn't speak about going to lunch. Nothing wrong with having lunch. But he says, go to people. Jesus has always other people in mind when he teaches us. Wasn't it the Apostle Paul who wrote to Timothy?
Paulus apostel som skriver till Timoteus.
What you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses.
Det som du hört från mig vid någon vittnen.
That teach others.
Lär det här till andra.
And now that was very interesting what he said. Teach it to men who are able to teach others also.
Lär det till män som är före för att lära detta till andra män att.
You see, that's the principle of multiplication.
Nu heter det ett princip att man får aganka.
That's the principle of missions.
Det är principen att affira tro på.
Evangelizing the world.
Att evangelisera världen.
Let the church grow.
Låt samkomna växa.
Come and go.
Kom, fär.
Actually, we are supposed to go to the extent to which we have come.
Faktiskt så det var inte jag när vi färdar utan mån vid du kommer.
That's why the writer to the Hebrews wrote, shouldn't you by now be teachers?
Det tror jag att han som skriver i Hebreerbrevet säger att nu åter faktiskt är vi lärare.
All the sermons you've heard.
Alla predikningar som du har hört.
All the conferences you've attended.
Alla konferenser som du har varit till.
All the books you've read.
Alla böckerna som du har läst.
Shouldn't you by now be teachers?
Åter dig nu är vi lärare.
So, come.
Så, kom.
To Jesus.
Till Jesus.
Keep coming.
Och håll dig avfram vid att komma.
Keep learning.
Håll dig avfram vid att lära.
But remember, every time you learn, you are expected to live the truth.
Men, visst till att för att du lärar, så vi vant dig att du är som livet.
Go and explain it to somebody else.
Fär och grej frahälsen till några andra.
Oh, of course, we have also some people who go, but they've never come.
You show that we have some folks som färdar. Man kan nog säga, om du kommer först.
These are go-go Christians.
Det är go-go Zygmunt.
But if you haven't received anything, you've got nothing to give.
Hvis du ikke finner noe, så kan du alltid gjøre det her fra deg.
So I want to encourage you, be a balanced believer.
Så jeg forelger deg kunne være balanseret i Zygmunt.
Remember, whenever you come, it is with a view that you also go.
Minnes til at hver fordi kommer, så det vi tror for eier eisen erfærer.
And never go to others unless you've come to Jesus.
Og ikke fære til ånder, utan du først vil være fra Jesus.
Isn't it easy?
Yeah, it's a lot.
I told you, Jesus, he expresses himself in an easy way.
He said to kun at Jesus han grei frá hans og han sera latsiljan hot.
Come.
Kom.
And go.
Fair.
Now next time I come to you.
Og næst fyrir koma til tykkum.
I hope that a number of you are no longer here.
Vel nei, sum er tykkum er ikki her.
Because you've gone.
To the fair.
And keep going.
Hold off from me fair.
Let's pray.
Let's go be our Savior.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our Savior.
Att du är frälsare och
and for being our Lord.
Och för att vara Herre och Herre.
And for teaching us through the Word of God about yourself and about ourselves.
Och för att lära oss att göra något ordet om dig själv och om Jesus.
And letting us know who the Father is and what the Father wants to have accomplished.
Och att lära oss hur Fadern är och vad han nu gör.
Thank you that there's a purpose in becoming a Christian.
Tack för det ändamål vi att göra tryggvande.
That means to go to other people.
Detta är färd till andra tryggvande.
Near and far.
Tack vi och lägg bostra.
Lord Jesus, help us not to be selfish about our salvation.
Herre, hjälp oss att inte vara självsvärtsen i motlagare frälso.
Lord Jesus, help us to understand what we have been saved for.
Herre, hjälp oss att skilja det som vi är frälst till.
And that's for your glory.
Och det är det här.
And for the benefit of those who will hear the gospel through us.
Och för dem som får höra evangeliet.
Amen.
Amen.